I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The bathroom only had a small divide. My mother-in-law shouted, "Blimey, that was a long wee." To which I replied, "I wish I could tell you it was a wee." Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you've ever had to ditch the diet because the pub put butter on your jacket potato, not your fault, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
We had jacket potatoes the other day and we had actual butter Lurpak on them.
Did you put it on?
Yeah, obviously.
I had one in the pub and they did put it on the side.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I love it.
I didn't put it on. Do you know why?
Because you're a slimming angel.
I'm fucking dieting, aren't I? That's what this podcast is about. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, producer Paul.
Hi, I like butter and so much cheese that you can't taste the potato.
Whoa.
Yeah. Paul and I once went for a jacket potato.
Oh,
side
my
note.
God.
I know, he goes mad when I say this, because whenever anyone talks about jacket potatoes, it reminds me of the greatest jacket potato in the world that I've ever had. And it was at a David Lloyd gym.
A gym?
Cafe thing.
Okay.
They've got a cafe at David Lloyd here. And when I mentioned it on our radio show, I am telling you, the amount of people that said, "I say that too, David Lloyd's got the greatest jacket potatoes." So, Listen, if you live near a David Lloyd, get a free day pass, get in the calf, have a jacket spud. I don't know what they do, but they are beautiful. Should we start with our first update?
Sure, let's go for
All right.
it.
Last week, I drew a line under this year so far and have finally decided to do something about getting to target weight in 2024. And a week in, I feel like I'm doing well, to
yes.
the point where I think if I step on the scales tomorrow, I'm actually going to be a little bit annoyed if I've not lost any weight. I haven't really had to resist anything this week. I've still had everything I've wanted, but I have calorie counted it. But one thing I have noticed is my fat options are quite high. So on NutriCheck, you can pick which areas you want to focus on, and basically all of my red fats have just gone over every single day, even though I'm in my calories. So that's definitely something that I want to make more of an effort with. I've also planned my meals to next Thursday. I'm recording this on Monday. That's how organized and
wow.
ahead of myself I am. I've also got Gusto coming next week, and I picked all of the calorie friendly options as well. And I also had a non-scale victory because I've bought a jacket for my Taylor concert and it's actually too big.
Firstly, when you say Taylor, can you qualify it with Swift? So we all know who you're talking about. You are somebody that I don't know if I recognise.
God, I don't you feel that first week how fucking annoying you are?
Yeah, but like, in a good way.
Everyone hates you because you're on it and you're doing well and you want to punch them.
Yeah, people are like that with me all the time.
I love the cocky first week.
Yeah,
I love
it's
it.
So good,
yeah,
isn't it?
I love it.
So you've enjoyed it then
I've
this week?
I've had a really good week. Mm. Genuinely have had a really good week. I've just all of a sudden got my head back in that game again, multiple
yep.
times.
Yep.
I just feel really focused. And I do think for me, planning is absolute key.
Mm.
I think if I plan well, I've got no reason to not succeed.
You're concerned about your fat intake. Can I just say, and I'll ask this question, do you know anybody who does a low fat diet and therefore very healthy.
Yeah, it does.
Anybody?
It does take me back to my Slimming World days.
Oh, interesting.
It does. And I did think that straight away. Yeah, because Slimming World is essentially low fat, isn't
it? Yeah. And you can have some, so let's not say you can have a little bit, guys, but not a lot.
I know. It has made me think, potentially, not going back to club, but following the sort of rules with Slimming World, but calorie counting and just seeing how I go. But I also love an avocado and they're very, very high.
That is because the reason I love Slimming World so much is that Marmite's sin free.
Mm.
So if I want a spoon of Marmite when I get home, guys, that's what I'm going to bloody have. And if you find a good food that suits a diet, that's the diet you go for.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I love avocado and like bacon on toast.
Is that high calories?
It's not too bad.
It's high fat,
it's just high fat because it's bacon and it's avocado. Mm. But calorie wise, no, it's fine for my allowance that I give myself, essentially. I have noticed a non-nutri check. It is really good because you can focus on specific things. So if you're aware that you're having maybe too much salt, you can have that as like an option that would show up for you, and your fiber and all of things like that. So I've picked the fat option and it is over every single day.
Oh,
but I'm under calories though.
Yeah, so it's confused my whole brain.
I know.
Yeah,
it is
so confusing, isn't it?
So I'm thinking if maybe if I had a little bit less fat, then it would potentially speed up my weight loss.
I know, but if this feels like effort.
It does a little bit.
It's like Slimming World. Can I have some lettuce? Yeah. Can I have some chicken? Have as much as you want. Can I have spag bol? Go for it, Joe. Have it. Have
not
it every
a snack,
day.
Not a snack.
So you are in your Taylor Swift
jacket? Yes. So I bought this jacket because I'm going with two friends and we're all going as a different era. So there's 10
Jesus
eras.
Christ, what? Things are happening with Victoria. If you've just joined this podcast, Victoria's not 12. She's...
I am a senior Swiftie.
Are you a senior Swiftie?
I'm a senior Swiftie.
God, what would that make me?
Actually a thing?
Yeah, senior Swiftie. Because I'm over a certain age.
Okay.
Yeah, senior Swiftie.
Okay.
Do you have to show your senior Swiftie ID to get drinks at the gig?
You do, yeah. Yeah.
So which era are you going?
So I'm going as Reputation, which is...
I don't know what this means.
No, I know you don't.
Love that album.
Do you actually?
No idea.
No. So it's more of the gothy black look, which kind of hits to my emo roots as well.
Well chosen.
Okay, nice.
So then two of my other friends are going as Lover and one's going as 1989. Now, if you are a Swiftie, you will understand what I mean when I say that.
Mm.
I bought a jacket to customise because I'm customising some Converse. I'm going all out. And the jacket I've bought is actually too big for me to the point where it's annoying because it looks so good and it's perfect, but it's just too big.
You have to eat more.
No,
so it looks good.
You know what you need for that jacket?
What?
You need a tailor.
Way! Brilliant. A tailor for Taylor. Great.
Okay.
So I'm back on Vinted trying to find the perfect one again.
Side note.
Yeah.
Paul.
Hi.
How do you feel when Victoria talks about Taylor Swift? Because I get a bit goosebumpy, like she's my daughter and she's going to see her idol for the first time. And then I look at her and I go, she's in her early 30s.
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
Middle 30s.
I know, yeah.
Sorry. How do you feel? Because I love how much she loves Taylor. Because it takes me back to my stupid
era. I find it
eras.
Less charming.
Oh, do
you? Oh, he's so rude. When we went out to celebrate our 200th episode, we had a lovely bonding moment talking about Taylor Swift, and I really thought I'd converted him.
Did you?
No, I think she's fine. Like,
fine?
She's a good pop star. It's like, I've got, like, she writes and plays her own instruments. It's like, that is increasingly rare. So I think
she's
if
fine.
Young girls like Taylor Swift, I think that is a good pop star
young girl.
As an entry to, you know, real music for grown-ups.
Okay, well, Paramore are supporting, so...
Oh, I mean, I would go see Paramore.
Yeah, there we go, change your mind.
Yeah. Oh, I like a bit of pop punk.
Yeah. Honestly, if we want to talk about Taylor some more, that's fine.
Okay.
It's not a problem.
Well, I feel like she's going to crop up until the gig's over.
And then I will be crying afterwards because it's over.
Oh,
is
God.
Is it going to be that? Are you going to be one of those? Like,
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry before, during and after.
Really?
Yeah, the come down that I'm going to be on. I don't even know how I'm going to cope.
I love your love for her.
I don't understand. The only
it's going to be like a heartbreak.
I know, love. I'm with you.
I've
been a teenager too, you know.
I've only ever been to one gig that was like predominantly women because I'm into like hard rock or hip hop and grime. So I'm not, it's like mainly like all men.
Yeah.
The gigs I go to. And I went to see Jay-Z and Kanye on the Watch the Thrones tour.
Yeah.
And they like crossed over into pop by then. And so it was like, it was 70% girls. And
really?
It's like, this is such a different atmosphere to what I'm used to.
I love it. And again, if you're a Swiftie, you'll understand. But people make like friendship bracelets and everyone's going to trade them at the shows. And it's just...
Okay, Victoria, I love you from the bottom of my heart. You're in your 30s.
Joe.
You can't be trading fucking friendship bracelets with some teenagers.
Right. Swiftie's out there.
No.
Back me up here. It's how she got her current boyfriend as well, because he put his number on a bracelet and gave it to her. I mean, come
now
on.
That's given me goosebumps.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, that's how he did it.
Travis Kelce. I know about the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah.
Right. Well, he made a bracelet because in one of her songs, she says about making friendship bracelets. And he put his number on it and gave it to her. And
oh, that's how now I'm in. Dating. I'm back in again. I'm back in.
Okay.
That's giving me goosebumps. I feel like I might cry and I'm not even going.
6'5" tight end. He's not.
Like, oh,
he's
lovely,
not a
though.
Charming.
Oh, he's a puppy
know,
dog.
Oh, I think he's quite fit.
Oh, no, I agree. He's a good looking guy. I've got no problem with that. But it's just like, that's a weird way to approach a woman. I imagine he had three other women calling him on his phone as that was happening.
How many men do you think are trying to get after Taylor Swift? You've got to come up with something different.
And also, is this typical bloke? That's not the way to pull a woman. You and I have gone goosebumpy and we're women.
Yeah.
And he's trying to tell
that's
us the
best way.
He's trying to tell us the best way.
Well, he's got her.
So anyway,
yeah,
as I was saying, you got into your Taylor Swift jacket. Sorry, we went off on one.
Into my Taylor Swift jacket, going to have to get a new one.
Yes.
But that's fine. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about my outfit.
And you got on the scales.
I got on the scales. I've lost 3 pounds.
Oh,
nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel really good.
That's really,
really smug
good. Because the £3 is big.
Yeah.
I think to be honest, anything over 1.5. If you're getting 2 or 3, I'm like, shit,
I feel good. I'm back in that stone again now. So, I just feel really focused at the moment.
Good girl.
And my boyfriend even had extra snacks after dinner last week. A packet of sweets, some Pringles, some Miss Crimble coconut things. Didn't have a single one. Wasn't tempted.
Wow. God, you are on it.
Oh, it's freaking annoying, isn't it?
No, it's good. You need
okay,
to. First, I mean, it's,
you need
you know,
to, Victoria.
It's nearly,
you need
it's
to.
Nearly May. It's about time you had a good week. So
thanks.
Well done.
Thank you.
If you've not had a great week like Victoria, you might need an excuse at the slimming club you go to. So let's do an excuse of the week.
Yeah. Zara Barlett, my excuse of the week is a simple one. You can't cook the night before going on holiday.
That is so true.
You can't.
We used to always go to, when we lived in Telford, we would always go to TGI's at the shopping centre the night before we flew. It's just a tradition. It was a thing.
Oh, I love it.
It's either that or takeaway. Because you can't, you know...
You can't, you're in
holiday
mode.
You've
got
no food left. You've wound your fridge down to go away.
You start your holiday as soon as you leave the building when you get in your car.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I get a Macca's breakfast on the way home.
Woo!
From work. Okay, keep them coming in. Any excuse of the week could be featured in a future episode. Remember, we've got bonus episodes for you there over on our Patreon page. If you join in April, you'll get a free new sticker, which is the Future Skinny Bitch sticker.
Starting Monday.
As part of your membership, you just get that. That's fine. You get it. They're also available in our Etsy store to buy. Now we're close to a new month, Paul.
Yes.
So when do we reveal the new sticker?
Soon as I've made it.
You've not made it again?
No.
No, but you've got ideas that you can show us, you know.
I actually have got a couple of ideas.
Oh, a couple. Interesting.
That I might run past you.
Well, you'll ignore us.
I mean, now I feel like we should make a Senior Swiftie sticker because...
Yeah!
It's like, that'll do great business for us. She's quite litigious. Has she trademarked it?
I don't think so. I think it was just something that started trending
on
Twitter.
Bring it on. We'll get in the sun.
Oh, my God. Senior Swiftie.
We'll get in the tabloids.
Oh, my God. I'm getting my own sticker.
Oh, my God. It's not confirmed yet.
Okay.
We will let you know next week what the new sticker is. Follow us on socials as well, of course, because it will be on there.
Can we send you a load to take up to the gig and flog them?
Oh, my God, yes.
$8.99 a sticker.
No, I mean, if we're doing the friendship basic thing, you kind of have to give them for free.
No, I'm not interested in that.
No, we're a business. weight loss certificates are always given away as well on our Patreon this week. Who do they go to?
Yeah, we've got Shauna Sheridan, who's lost 1 stone.
Yes.
Heidi Grellin, who's lost 1.5.
Well done.
And Anthea Griffiths, who's lost 2.5 stone.
Well done, Anthea. If you want to join this month and immediately get your future skinny bitch sticker, it's £4 a month. And it also gets you into the monthly draw for £100. That's given away, of course, every month. That's what a monthly draw is. Search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Right, let's do messages from @secretslimpod. We start with 2 apologies. This is exciting today. Both those apologies will come from producer Paul.
What?
Which is very good.
So, complaint number one.
Yes.
Paul said that man flu was worse than pregnancy.
Did he now? Right. Yep. Interesting.
So, correct.
Rebecca
factual.
Would like to argue that point and says, I'm screaming at the podcast.
Not in a good way.
Really?
When I was pregnant with my son, I was really finding it hard moving in bed towards the end. And my partner would always laugh and say, surely it can't be that bad. Anyway, we went to a baby class and they had a 3rd trimester pregnant bodysuit that my partner wore. I made him lay on the floor and get up, and he admitted that it was very difficult. Maybe we should get a suit for Paul to wear around his chest. Hashtag justice for Joe.
I'm not pregnant, by the way. Just got ailments. but I do like justice for Joe. Paul.
Well done to Rebecca's fella for putting it on and going, oh, yeah, it's really heavy. Your life is hard. Well played to that guy.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Would say Rebecca's overly dramatic message just confirms for me is people are making a song and dance out of pregnancy, whereas us guys who have man flu, we're just real strong, silent types.
Until you've got a head pushing down there, when you're trying to lay in bed and get up, you can't possibly comment.
Okay. And yeah, but until you've had the sniffles after a hard day at work, you don't know the drama that we go through.
Okay, complaint number 2. Paula Hitchings has complained. Paula was the girl who last week told us about her crazy busy month, which resulted in her not having the time to go to class. She goes to Weight Watchers. And Paul very clearly questioned her commitment and he wanted more details.
Sure, you also.
What I said
just
at the end was I would also like some more intel, because wherever I am in the country, Victoria, I always manage to find a group to suit. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the gold stars that Margaret Mars Bramwell will be giving me. But a complaint has come in, mainly about Paul. Paula Hitchings has been back in touch as requested by Paul. And she says this, okay, producer Paul. My 4 weeks of not getting to class are as follows. Mother-in-law up for 6 days, which included Mother's Day.
6 days, that's a lot.
It really is, isn't it? It's too much. Then my birthday on the Wednesday, and I make it a rule not to go to class because it's my birthday treat to myself.
Obviously. Mm-hmm.
Husband's birthday was at the weekend, unable to go to class. Then the whole week away to Dad's in Liverpool, I was stress eating then because I was trying to arrange his surprise 90th party. Back up to Scotland on the Saturday, can't go to class. Then away for the weekend with the girls. My class is normally Saturday morning. There are no other classes near me that I can go to, and I am not making excuses, honest. By the way, Victoria, you've always been my favourite. So a little bit of shade towards me at the end. However, really mainly aimed at producer Paul. So is there an apology?
No. The only time anyone writes, I'm not making excuses, is after an email that is full of excuses.
I can imagine Paula just sat there typing away.
Frantically.
Absolutely fuming.
Absolutely.
And rightly so.
Livid.
Just another detail is like, should we be throwing a 90-year-old a surprise party? That feels like,
Paul, that's a little bit
dangerous.
Of shade there about your lovely dad. Sorry about that. No. Anyway, Apology Corner will return, no doubt, next week. Let's move on to some more messages.
Emma Charlotte says, I said I wasn't weighing in for a while, but I changed my mind. So I've made Friday my weighing morning. £4 off this week.
Yay, that's great.
That's 33 off now and 51 to go. I put 2 stone on between Christmas and last week, but now I'm heading back in the right direction. 5 weeks until my UK holiday, 11 to my 20-mile walk, and 16 weeks until Madeira. Lovely.
Any comments impressive. On that one, Paul? No, oh, impressive. Well done, Emma. You won't be complaining. Well done, how lovely. Emma. Ed Halifax has said, I had a health assessment at work yesterday and was talking to the advisor about my struggles to lose and keep weight off. She turned to me and said, it's in your genes. Even when you lose fat cells, those fat cells are just waiting to become fat again. So no matter what you do, your body's pre-programmed to be that way. So thanks for that health assessment, for the encouragement. In the same breath, she told me to go to the gym more than 3 times a week.
Oh my God. Jeez. So what's the point in dieting then?
Where's that person got that information from?
Is I don't know, but it's a health assessment at work. So it must be official.
Well, why are we bothering if we're
don't say that out loud.
Oh, I don't care. No.
Don't say it out loud.
But
it is funny though, isn't it? If it's in your genes.
Well, yeah, that's it then. The fact
we've never been able to use that as an excuse before. Now I think we officially can.
Okay, but that person's not a doctor, right?
We don't know that.
Okay, Ed.
Well, a health assessor at work.
Yeah, we don't know what their qualifications are.
It might just be Jean from the office with some scales. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like she's been listening to Joe Rogan podcast or something. Yeah,
oh, God yeah. help us.
Yeah. Like that is true. We do need more information before we freak out about that.
Yeah, that feels like not justifiable science.
Yeah,
to
Ed,
me.
So ignore it.
Okay, but I don't know either way is what I'm saying. I'm okay. Also not a doctor, more amateur.
Sure.
And Kerry Louise says, is it acceptable to log doing up a sports bra as resistance training exercise?
Why is it
yes,
so hard?
It is.
Why does it hurt so much?
And the sweat you get from just doing that.
Oh my God. Great. And they're never comfy.
No.
Ever. Kaylee says, you've saved my life again, ladies, and producer Paul. I downloaded the NutriCheck app from your ad. Victoria is not lying. There's no food that isn't on there, is there? No excuses for hiding now. Future skinny bitch in the making here.
Like I've said before, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yes, it is. Well done, Kaylee. Keep us posted on how you do. Remember, everybody whose message gets read out on the podcast gets a No Shaming Again sticker. If you are a Patreon member, let us know and you can choose the sticker that you get.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Right, here we go. This is update number 2 from me.
I'll confess right up front that I've had a McDonald's. Woo. The good things that have happened this week, I found a new Coke product Coke Zero Lemon, which is very nice, very refreshing. I also spoke to you in the week about my aches and pains, which were featured heavily on this week's podcast, and somebody had told me about collagen. So I've started on collagen. I bought some powder to put in drinks, and it smelt like fish.
Oh, God.
So those reviews that said it doesn't smell or taste of anything, put it in a coffee, can kiss my ass. Horrible. There's been a few moments this week because our radio station that I work at changed and we were putting old pictures up of us. And I've got to say this. The old pictures I found where I absolutely know I was in the throes of dieting. I don't know why I was dieting. They were absolutely fine. I would kill to be that weight now. So it does make you think, are we ever going to be happy? Yes. Yes, we are.
Oh, my God, how depressing.
I hate it so much. How much difference was there, though, between that and now?
I don't know. It looked like there's stones difference.
It didn't at all. I don't think you look any different.
Oh, well, that's upset me a bit in a way.
God, I am sorry.
No, there was just some I put on and I thought, oh, yeah, you can really tell that I've now whacked it on.
You have not whacked it on.
Oh, darling, I really have. Thanks for saying it, but I have.
Okay, well...
And I'm never... When I get down to that again,
okay,
which will be so soon, guys, so soon. Don't let me ever moan.
Okay, I mean, that's not gonna happen.
No, it's gonna happen. I've changed. I'm a new person
for this week only.
I'm a new woman.
Is it the collagen?
Well, I went to Holland and Barrett and got you buy two get one free. It's a bit pricey. And now I don't know what to do because I've opened one and it's horrible.
No, you've got to power through if it's gonna
I'm
help,
not having it.
Are you
it's
joking?
Fucking gross.
No, can you get flavoured ones or mix it with a different
it's,
of flavour?
No, it's horrible. I've tried it in tea, I've tried it in coffee, I've tried it just in water with a bit of lemon. It's horrific.
Yeah, but if it's going to make you feel better,
no,
though.
No, I bought the capsules instead.
Oh, okay.
So I have got two going that I would need to flog on eBay. Because I'd got them in a deal, I don't think I can get a refund.
No, maybe not. I've opened one.
Get them on there. It's been horrible. It's been horrible time. Talking of collagen, which I'm getting for my aches and pains, not my skin and hair. Mum messaged me about last week's episode because you two were taking the piss.
I don't think that's right.
And no, Mum, I remember us being very sympathetic. No,
really supportive.
Do you know what my mum said? Funniest episode. And then right at the end when she was going on about how much she laughed, she went, oh, how are they? How are your aches and pains? I was like, oh, right. Maybe that should have gone right at the fucking start of this message rather than at the end.
Well, and I mean, you've got...
Well, what?
What have you got? Carpal tunnel? Oh, no, you've got tennis elbow.
Thank you. Double carpal
tunnel.
Because
of lying on your arm.
Well,
how is a human being supposed to react to that?
With sympathy. Have you ever been ill?
On our community page, I got abuse from a
good.
Woman.
A lot of people
she got
nice
tennis elbow from playing the ukulele.
She did,
right?
I saw
which
it.
Is moderately amusing, but at least that's activity.
I know, I saw what you put, don't worry.
I think everyone did.
Yes, I saw what you put.
You're lying face down on a bed and you've got an injury.
I think she's on her side, actually.
Guys, right. We don't need to go on about this again. And it was just bringing it up because hopefully the collagen will help with the aches and pains. I tell you something that I've not put on this week's update, but really does need mentioning. My boyfriend's son is 12. And whenever he comes over, it's tradition that he has a McDonald's lunch. So I get the McDonald's order in, triple cheeseburger. He normally has
triple cheeseburger.
He loves a triple cheeseburger. So he normally has triple cheeseburger, medium fries and a drink.
Okay.
Nice.
And this week he said, oh, do you mind if I have a toffee apple donut?
Oh, lovely.
And I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he said, in place of the fries.
What?
And I said, oh, but you're with us, it's a treat. You can have both. No.
What?
No, he's learned that if you have one bad thing, you ditch the other bad thing.
No, he's taught him that.
I know, isn't it crazy?
That's crazy.
Isn't it? I was blown away.
He's 12.
And he's 12 and he knows more than we do. I was really blown away by that.
Wow.
And I said a few times, are you absolutely sure you don't want both because you're welcome to it?
And he didn't.
No, 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 he didn't want it.
Crazy.
Isn't it?
Inspirational, though.
It's inspirational. He's 12.
I know.
Anyway, he knows more than we do. I've been on the scales.
Okay.
And depressingly...
Oh, God.
It's the most boring of answers I
You've
can
maintained.
Give you. I've maintained, and it's not fun.
It's fine, though.
It's not, because it's so miserable. It's boring.
Have you tried, though?
Apart from that McDonald's, which I had no choice but to have.
Your sins were fine throughout the whole week. So why?
Yes.
Yeah, why have you not lost weight then?
I don't know, I think it's the collagen.
What, the one that you couldn't stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know what it is, darling, but I'm depressed about it now.
No, come
on. I'm sick of maintaining. It's so boring.
Yeah, but you're not gaining. Imagine if you'd gained 5. Then you'd be annoyed.
That's true. The only thing that'll make me feel better is when we find out how producer Paul's done.
Only
so
if he's gained, though.
Let's hold off on this before we go any further and move on to lovely news. NSVs, we're celebrating this year because it's not just about the number on the scales. It does make you feel good if you do lose. We get that. But there are other ways of pepping yourself up. Here we go.
Julia Bennett says, my swimming costume is going saggy in the belly. I checked it wasn't my saggy belly. It was the loose material.
Oh, that's
happy
good.
Days.
That is good.
Yeah, that is good.
Because you really know how they fit.
I tried a jumpsuit on today, which I wore last year quite a lot because it was a breastfeeding friendly one, mm-hmm. easy to get the girls out. And I tried it on today, and my God,
is it too big?
Yes, but it's big round where my boobs were, so my boobs have shrunk down that much because I'm not breastfeeding. That it's like it just gets
saggy.
Like, yeah, it doesn't look right now. I love that jumpsuit.
Oh, God, why don't you put it in the wash and shrink it?
I don't think it works like that. I don't think it's that material. Oh. So I'm either going to have to get rid of it when I love it or safety pin it, which...
Boob job.
Or a boob job. I mean, I do want one of them for my 40th, but that's a
different
subject.
Producer Paul, helpful as ever. Save that, Victoria, for apology corner next
week. Okay,
Before we get some final messages from you, let's catch up with Producer Paul. How has your week been?
So I would say it's been a pretty good week. However, I am willing to tell you that I had fish and chips on a Friday night, found a different gluten-free fish and chip place near where I've moved. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then kebab meat and chips on Saturday night.
Oh, you have lived the life.
But I was really tired after a hard week.
Here
and
we
so
go.
I was
Here
in bed pretty early at the weekend. So I did have half a large bar of Galaxy on Friday night.
Half a lot? Is that after your chippy as well?
Yeah.
I'm saying something to you right now, Paul. If you have lost weight this week, there is going to be a fucking national outcry and it'll start right here.
I've lost a pound.
Fuck you.
But I've been really disciplined during the week.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Half a Galaxy and chippy and kebab.
I didn't eat as much as you and I've maintained, so think of that.
I've got the new revolutionary diet, right? This is even better than 3MAD. This is the one that's going to make me a billionaire. Is like what I'm doing is 2 steps forward during the week, 1 step back at the weekend. So I'm being super disciplined during the week. I'm not snacking.
Hold on, this sounds really familiar. So basically you're doing 5-2.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Have they already trademarked it?
I think so. There's a lot of information out there about it.
That's annoying. I really thought I was onto something.
There's also the weekend diet, which is a diet, which is essentially that. You're good for 5 days.
Okay. So you don't think I can make a billion off it?
No, not so sure. Not this time, unfortunately.
Shame.
But do you think then if you'd have lost a lot more if you'd have
I do. Because I am really disciplined during the week. I'm only, like if I have a dessert, my wife's, when she went to Costco, bought a lot of the frozen fruit, berries and stuff. So fruit with some like Greek yogurt, which I really love.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think
that
is absolutely delicious.
Drizzle a little bit of honey on.
Yeah, a little bit of honey.
Little like chia seeds as well.
I've not had any of them.
Oh, you should
I could have that as well. That really feels, I would take that over. That tastes as delicious as a cake to me.
If you although that, I could, fucking hell.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, you had half a bar of Galaxy.
Mind you,
it can't be that good.
Wait.
No, I tell you why I did. Because my wife forgot to defrost the fruit.
Sorry.
Your wife forgot?
Yeah, it's in the chest freezer. That's her department. She wanted the chest freezer.
If you want the berries, you defrost them.
No.
Who said it was her job? God.
I said it was her job.
Okay, again, may we refer you to Apology Corner. For next.
That's not a feature.
It bloody is.
I don't know whether to call it Apology Corner or Complaints Corner. Complaints Corner is probably better.
Yeah. Get him in, guys. Get your seats in.
Guys, get him in.
I don't need to hear from you.
Probably get a new theme tune for it and everything.
Nope.
Well done on your £1 loss.
Thank you. Thanks very much to me.
Let's get some more of your messages.
Sarah Hickman says, here I go again with another diet plan.
Oh, no.
I've just paid £30 for the Mediterranean diet. 30-day challenge. All while going to Yacht Club to be weighed. Surely this one will work.
I don't know what that is.
But it
We've
sounds
probably
good.
Spoken about it many times, but it's not stayed in my brain.
A crate of fish or something.
Fish and tomatoes.
And bottles of white wine.
Do you think
and olive oil.
Yeah.
A lot of olive oil.
Do you think it's like the Atkins diet? Because that's like really high fat stuff, isn't it?
Sarah, can you fill us in?
Fast,
I mean, we could Google, but that's not fun.
Yeah.
Sarah, do let us know. Ellis Rolf says, I've just listened to the latest episode and your chat about rooms with bathrooms in them. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, the flat I stayed in.
Was that on Fun Size?
I can't remember which one it was. But yeah, I stayed in a flat. The upstairs had a mezzanine with a really nice bedroom, but the bathroom was just a divider wall.
Oh, yeah.
Still in one room.
This reminded me, says Ellis, of the time I travelled to India and Sri Lanka. I was going on a work trip and I was allowed to bring someone with me.
Wow.
Sadly, my boyfriend couldn't come, neither could my sister or mum. So my mother-in-law said she would like to join me for the Sri Lanka section.
Okay.
I'd been to India first. And I got the dreaded Delhi belly.
Oh, no.
And so I was quite unwell for the first few days in Sri Lanka. Our first hotel in Sri Lanka offered a very stunning but open plan room where the bathroom only had a small divide. Depending on where you stood in the room, you could see the person in the shower and the bath, but not the toilet.
Okay. Oh.
But you could hear
everything. No.
At one point, while the world was falling out of my arse, my mother-in-law shouted, "Blimey, that was a long wee." To which I replied, "I wish I could tell you it was a wee."
Oh, Christ.
10 years later, I'm married to her son and I'm closer than ever with my mother-in-law. We still laugh about our adventure around Sri Lanka and the open plan room. Thank God she's a good laugh.
Oh.
I would never recover from that.
Oh,
that's it. You've got to consider breaking up with him 100%. After that. It's like, no, I can't.
You have to ban the mother-in-law from the house. I could not recover.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she
never.
Certainly can't come to the wedding.
No,
anyway, it's
God,
like, I don't
no.
want her mingling.
No, no, no. Tell him that story.
Oh, no way.
Jesus.
That's
oh, my.
Such a good story.
Don't know what to say.
Such a good story. Can everybody now picture their mother-in-laws?
Yeah.
And that situation with you in it.
No, thank you.
I love her, but no, thank you.
I mean, she did see me after I'd just given birth, so I don't know.
Were you in a state then as well, darling?
My boyfriend had just passed out. So.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
That's another story. Right. Louise says, I met a hero yesterday. A lady sitting next to me in McDonald's had a Big Mac fries and 20 chicken nuggets while her young daughter had a kid's meal.
Jesus.
Dear me.
20 nugs and a Big Mac and fries.
I can't wait for that to be me.
Well done, well done. You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame in a Gain sticker. Our slimmer of the week, of course, goes to the Tay-Tay loving fan herself.
The senior Swiftie over
the
it.
The senior Swiftie, which is brand new news to us. We're excited. Well done, Victoria.
Thank you.
We'll be back on Monday for Patreon members. And then, of course, we've got two episodes, Tuesday and Thursday, on this feed. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.